mentioned criteria and thresholds. I would like to get the difference. I don't know if it's the same or what criteria are needed, and then the thresholds you were going to explain.
Yeah, thresholds is you get to a certain point and then something more is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Criteria are the things that need to happen to get to that point, to get to that threshold.
Prerequisites. Before you start the process.
Yeah, and I gave the initial example that one prerequisite is to develop a willingness such that you're willing to have a completely open mind.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what's this? I still don't get it. And what I thought that's the threshold, the first one?
No, that's the first criteria to get started so that you can get to the first threshold. Have you met that criteria? No? You shook your head no.
Maybe no is...
No is the correct answer.
Sometimes I do, but not always, so maybe no.
In your good moments, you're close.
Yeah.
In your bad moments, ooh, you get far away again.
Exactly. That's true.
So that's part of the willingness issue, because willingness includes willingness to not be driven by whether it's good moments or bad moments. The willingness to be so determined that your moods don't affect your results.
Mm-hmm.
Your moods don't determine what and how you do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're writing a lot of books about this now, and the power of intention. I said they're writing a lot of books about this now. Power of intention is a big subject right now. But you can save your money. You don't need any of those books. Just be so determined that no mood shakes you from your purpose. It's as simple as that. You'll know you're there when no mood or event can deter you, can take your eyes off the goal. That's the criteria. That's how you'll know. That's the criteria for knowing that you've gotten to that point. If your mood can deter you, you'll never get there because moods will always be there. If you're willing to let a mood be the excuse, it'll always be excusable to not get there. Because there'll always be some mood sooner or later that says, ah.
Would you include pain in that category? I'm thinking that you would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to become single-minded. Willingness, and if there's one subject that probably in all these years I've talked about more than any other, one word that I've used more than any other, is probably the word willingness. So willingness is so all-encompassing a notion, so all-encompassing a word. That if you can think of something as a barrier, yes, then willingness means including that. So you can answer that question as well as I can. If you can think of it as a barrier, as something that could shift you or stop you or prevent you or turn you back or anything, then the answer is yes. Willingness means willingness for whatever comes, doesn't matter. I'm going to Iowa. That's the only way I got through graduate school, by that determination. If I hadn't have made that decision, I would have dropped out so many times, like I did all the other schools. So that's when I learned something about determination and intention, because I made a decision. For the first time in my life, I'm actually going to finish something. I'm going to finish graduate school. I'm not going to drop out and go back 5 years later like I did for undergraduate. I'm not gonna